Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services reported 5 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, 2 in Fairbanks, 2 in Anchorage, and 1 in Palmer, bringing the statewide total to 119. Speaking during a video conference yesterday, Alaska Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink said Fairbanks is considered the state's hotspot for COVID spread based on several factors.
When we're looking at the epidemiology of these graphs and the curves and looking at the cases and numbers, we're looking at how many community cases we have. We're looking at cases in high vulnerable populations, such as long-term care facilities. And we're looking at what sort of spread, how many case contacts those people have.
There have been groups of COVID cases linked to a Fairbanks medical office building and at the Denali Center long-term care facility. Outbreaks, Zink says, have made Fairbanks the prime focus of the state's epidemiology team.
We are concerned about those 2 clusters that are happening in Fairbanks.
Fairbanks is getting more resources in an effort to try to break the chain of transmission, including additional test kits. And Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Dr. Michelle Ney says that affects the criteria for determining who gets tested.
If you are having symptoms that might be consistent with COVID, we want you to call the hotline, discuss this with the provider that is on the line, and you most likely will be referred in to get testing.
Some COVID tests are quickly processed by the state virology laboratory in Fairbanks, but health officials caution others go through a commercial lab, which can take a week or longer. Denali Center Administrator Liz Woodyard says all of the long-term care facilities, 73 residents and 135 staff have been tested, and that with about half of the results in Monday afternoon, those for 2 residents and 4 staff had so far come back positive. Speaking during an online press briefing, Woodyard said residents remain in good spirits.
They're doing well. They're taking this in stride. They're doing their very best. The staff is also doing well.
The Denali Center is one of several Fairbanks healthcare facilities operated by the nonprofit Foundation Health Partners. FHP Quality Medical Director Angelique Ramirez says the nature of the novel coronavirus makes spread of the disease especially insidious.
As we learn more about COVID-19, it's clear that asymptomatic and pre-symptomatic transmission is a part of the disease process. Foundation Health Partners, occupational health protocols of staying home when ill, and twice daily temperature monitoring of employees will only detect COVID-19 disease after the development of symptoms.
Dr. Ramirez says that underscores the importance of all FHP facility staff wearing masks and broader community measures to self-isolate and social distance. I'm Dan Bross.